It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by JMAR. This is Jennifer Martinez talking to you, and I have a three-way today, and it's my first. That sounded weird, and that's a Jennyism for sure. I'm sure my husband will give me a hard time about that when he gets home, because he listens to all of my podcasts. Of course he does, right? And I have Jackie and Jess on the line. They are fit mamas, and they're called Friends Who Fit on Instagram, and we have become friends, fast friends, through Instagram, and I wanted to have them on to share their love and joy of fitness and mommyhood and also and friendship. And so let me go ahead and introduce them. We're going to try this, and it hopefully won't be confusing because they sound the same, and I sound like them. And so hopefully we do not confuse everybody in this podcast. So Jackie and Jess, why don't you start with Let's start with Jackie, since I have that at the top of the page. I don't know why. Oh, because it's J-A. There we go. And J-E, so you get to be the lower one, Jess. We're looking at each other. So this will be, I'll probably put this on my Instagram, what is that thing? IGTV. Yeah. For a little bit, at least 10 minutes of it, because I'm not cool enough to have any more than 10 minutes. But anyway, so Jackie, introduce yourself to us. Like, who are you?
So I'm Jackie Alves. I am originally from Iowa. I am a huge diehard Hawkeye fan. I've lived in Nashville. I've lived in Nashville now for about 9 years. I'm a certified athletic trainer. That's what I went to school for. So I started out doing athletic training, working in the college setting, specifically with women's volleyball and basketball. And then I moved to Tennessee for an athletic training job after grad school. And long story short, we kind of all lost our jobs because it's super competitive in Nashville between hospitals. And then I started training my sister-in-law. She was pregnant. She had no idea what to do workout-wise. So I started training her, and then it snowballed into a group fitness class and then personal training. And then here we are today.
And here we are. Okay. That's awesome. I'm going to come back to that, the whole volleyball, basketball things. I love that. I love those. Those are two of my favorite sports. And I used to train athletes too.
Nice.
What do they call it? Strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
That was me. All right, Jess, what about you?
I am actually Canadian. So born and raised in Canada my whole life. My parents moved to Florida because they didn't like the cold like most Canadians. So I moved there after college. I went to college in Canada, played rugby, on my college team, won nationals. So I was the athlete that Jackie was training.
Wow.
Different worlds, but yeah. So I went through all the strength and conditioning and injuries and all of that. But got my degree in kinesiology, got to take all of the cool sports classes, and just personal training was just something I really, really love. So minor in nutrition, and graduated, went back down to Florida where I met my husband, who we worked at a camp for kids with disabilities. And then we got married, had two baby boys, lived there for about 10 years. I did personal training at a country club, golf country club there. Was like the fitness coordinator, director there. Yeah. And then we had a bunch of our very best friends that lived here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we talked about it for like 2 years. Hey, wouldn't it be awesome if we moved there? So my husband would apply for jobs, but it's really hard to get a job when you don't live in that town. Mm. So we were like, you know what? Let's just do it. So we sold our house, quit our jobs, packed up our two kids and two dogs. And we've been here 2.5 years, and everything's fallen into place, and we love it.
Yeah. So how did y'all meet?
We work at the same training studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I had been there maybe 2 years before Jess, and then she showed up, and I was like, oh, who is this? Who is this person?
Yeah, there was an instinct.
When you work in a place where there are so many different trainers, that's a lot of personalities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're all friendly and nice, but not everybody meshes. And, you know, when you find that person that you're like, we like, our training styles are similar, different but similar.
They complement each other.
So we worked out together and we're like, hey, we kind of like to do the same things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of click. And so,
yeah,
it's been cool. It's been great. Because when I was in Florida working at the country club, it was literally just me. Mm. And so
that was boring.
One of the coolest things about coming to a place like this with other trainers is like, you know, it's the same thing on Instagram, I feel like, you know, like bouncing ideas off each other. And like, I didn't have that for 10 years. So now having it is just the coolest thing. It's so awesome.
Yeah. I think it makes it better for the person being trained too, because mm-hmm. you have all of that freshness. Like that's one thing I do miss. I've been independent for so long that when I'm around other trainers, I'm like, yeah, let's try this and let's do that. And I love that idea. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, so let's talk about this. I don't know. We weren't going to, but I want to bring it up. I feel like as trainers, if you're a good trainer, you don't fight each other. Like as trainers, you compliment each other and you help each other and you uplift each other and you support each other because people are different.
Right.
And you
admit when you don't know something too. You're like, I have this and I don't know what to do. Like, what would you suggest for something like this? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and it shows confidence too, because you're willing to admit that you might not be the strongest in certain areas.
Oh yeah. I'm all like the shoulder, whatever it's this part of the this part. Not this part, you know, it's like, you can't, let me get my buck real quick and find it, you know, because I don't remember those things, but I'm like, I know what they do. And, you know, but when you're, when you run things by people, you go like, I'm really struggling with this search. I learned so much that way. And it's not intimidating. It's not, it's like, okay, listen, this is the issue I'm having with my client, always having these hamstring issues. Well, are you stretching them too much? Da, da, da. You know, you go back and forth with this.
So great to bounce off like ideas off of each other. And it's, cool.
It's not a competition. I've had so many people just be like, not want it. It's like, let's collaborate. Let's do this because I want to send people to you. Cause I tell that to people all the time when they first hire me, if this doesn't work, I got tons of friends that can help you because I've had to fire a couple of people.
Yeah. I mean,
this isn't working.
I mean, not everybody's personality, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And y'all are both moms. You both have two kids each?
I'm not a mom.
She's getting married this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Well, when I was on the phone with y'all the other day, that's why I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Oh, I'm not a mom. Jackie said that. Y'all hear that? Jackie said she's not a mom yet.
Yes.
She's getting married. Okay. Because when I was on the phone with y'all the other day and we were talking about doing this, I was like, oh my gosh, which one was what? I was having a hard time with it, you know, cause it's just, you know, when you're doing the dishes or, you know, you're around the house listening to us, you know, we'll try and let y'all know because they have an account together and it took me a little while to figure out who was who on even the account, you know,
blonde hair kind of makes it hard.
And you don't look alike. It's just one of those things where you're just like, you know, it's mindless. You don't even realize it.
Every so often we'll post something and you can see like a really big height difference.
Yes.
And then we're like, oh, well, I guess that's one way you could tell us apart because Jess is short. I'm 5 feet tall.
Yes, you are tiny.
Jess is short. And I'm also the one that played rugby, so imagine that.
Okay, so Jess is the short one and Jackie's the tall one. So, Jackie, how tall are you, though? Or are you just not really tall?
She's just normal.
Yeah, I'm normal.
I'm just really little.
You know what? When we all finally get to meet, it'll be perfect because it'll be like, I'm 5'4", so we can up the scale and we can do that one-handed take the shirt off thing. My husband, I showed that to him. He's like, what are they doing? He's like, that is crazy. And that was pretty cool. Let me explain what I'm talking about. They had a post just recently where they were hanging from a bar and they were taking their tank tops. I know it sounds weird. And three ways and tank tops taking off. But anyways, they switched shirts while they were hanging. So they had it hang by one arm. And if you've ever hung by one arm, it is so hard. I mean, it's so hard. It's like, okay, like it's not like the movies where they're like flying through the air on an airplane and then, you know, and it's like nothing. And then they're holding on to someone else. I mean, really?
Yeah, that would never happen.
I would drop your ass.
I think that final one that we got and posted, I said to Jackie, we tried a couple of times before that. I was like, if we don't get this one, this is all that I have for you. Because her grip strength is way better than mine. And so I was like, this is it. It's all or nothing. And thankfully, because that's the other thing, is you have to get your hand in the proper, like, you can't put it through the neck.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm just going to hope that I'm putting this on right. And
that was entertaining. I appreciate that. I love to be entertained, you know, and that's why I want us all to come on, because you guys aren't just like throwing out, you know, workouts, which you are, I mean, which is good, you know, but you're connecting with people and you're entertaining and you're interacting with people, you know, and this is just another level that's going to bring more people into your life coming on here. And, you know, someone that listens to this might be like, oh, I want to go check those girls out. Or maybe they live in I have a friend who lives in Tennessee. She might want to come see y'all, or because are y'all going to be getting together and doing something? What are y'all doing?
Yeah, we have a fitness and nutrition series scheduled. It's like an 8-week fitness program where we're going to talk about nutrition, put them through a workout and send them home with workout stuff. Try to get them like jump started for summer, get them back out of, you know, their winter, stop sitting on the couch and, you know, consuming comfort food, and get them outside and work out and back on track with their eating.
And that's where?
It's in East Nashville.
Which okay. if you're familiar with Nashville, Nashville is a very compact city. So it doesn't mean, I mean, without traffic, you can get anywhere in 20 minutes. Yeah. So it's on the east side, but welcome to.
And it's going to be like in a metro park.
Okay. How cool. That's cool. I'm not sure where my friend in Tennessee lives, but I've had her on. She's an author and she's the health nut. And so maybe I'll tell her about y'all. Maybe she can be a part of that or send people your way, you know, cause it's just, you know, somebody might be looking for that. I loved group training. That's how I started out, like with boot camps. And I'm still such good friends with so many of those people still. And we've all like moved on to like California and other places, and we still keep in touch, you know?
Because I mean, it's essentially going to be a boot camp. We just try to stay away from that word. Why are people so scared of that word?
Right. Yeah. Group training sounds better. Group training.
We don't have to be scared of the word boot camp. So we're just going to call it a workout. And nutrition series.
How cool though that you have two eyeballs. And that was one of the things I was always really big on. I don't like, I always had to keep it a certain amount because I don't like anybody getting hurt.
Yeah. When I started with my boot camp classes, I wasn't comfortable with more than 10 people.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't watch you and make sure you're not falling on your face or like your form's terrible. And so I think the two of us being able to split and watch everybody, I think it'll be a million times better.
Oh yeah. And you can cue a lot more fun, and you can cue people in on stuff like that. And yeah, cause 10 is like a max for like one eyeball. They say 7, like when I was doing strength and conditioning, that was different. Cause you know, with athletes, you're doing things that are really different.
Right.
And you can't mess that up, you know, cause you can injure, you know, cause some of the stuff, some of the explosive moves and things, you need to be coached sometimes one-on-one with that stuff. Excuse me. But they, I remember in a course I took, they were like, any more than 7, you really can't coach well, you know, in movement. You lose them. So 10, yeah, that 10's about max,
that's
you know.
A lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure you'll have like, but with two eyeballs, y'all can do at least what's the numbers y'all thinking? When are you going to close it?
Well, we have our minimum is 5, and we'll probably go to about 15, 16 people.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
And then we plan to do it throughout the summer. So once this 8 weeks is over, another one and go forward throughout summer.
Well, that's cool. And it's going to be a couple times a week.
Yeah. Twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, just like the lunchtime hour.
That's perfect. See, that's what I love. Sometimes these boot camps, I don't want to offend anybody, but there's this one in our area. I'm not going to say it. It's just like a boot camp type thing where it's 4 days a week and it's every morning. And it's like, where's your recovery? Like that would be too much, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's when people get hurt. You don't need to do that much, you know?
I agree.
Especially, we kind of threw around the idea of 3, but I was like, I feel like 2 is going to be hard for people to commit to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with that. And then like Jackie said, you know, let's give them things to do on their own at home. You know, work on those nutrition information that we give them. And then
tell them to spend one day on mobility because nobody stretches and it drives me nuts.
Weekend warriors. That's, you know, that's me. I'm like geriatric soccer on Friday nights. So they're like, what are you doing over there? This isn't yoga. I'm like, dude, if I don't do this, I'm going to break something.
do you play in a soccer league?
I do, but it doesn't mean I'm any good. And I call it geriatric soccer.
I used to do that. We just got real busy and haven't done it in a while.
I'm sure you're good though. I just run up and down the field. I literally do. I'm just like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just
going to pretend like I'm. Did your husband do it with you?
Yeah, but he's actually decent. Like he's good. you know, but it, it is your,
you agreed to do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's, yeah. It, and we're going to, I think we did, we always do the spring one and then we're going to do maybe the summer one. And so it's on Friday nights. So we can't do the fall. Cause my, you know, my son will be in football and everything. And football is life here. It's it's a religion actually here. you know, and Friday nights, you don't do anything. I mean, like the TV stations are like the news, local news carry it like it's ESPN. It's insane. Oh, you know, the Dallas Star, where the Dallas Cowboys play, they're in the state playoffs. There isn't a seat to be found in that arena.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. Texas football. That's, okay. It is nuts. So it's a whole nother level of craziness. I don't know about rugby, but I know that it's similar, but rugby's like harder. Like it's.
Well, I remember when I moved to Florida, I mean, they had high school football and all of that. But this just wasn't big in Canada.
Yeah.
And so I remember moving to Florida and I don't know, my husband knew somebody that was playing in a football game. He was like, hey, let's go to the Friday night football game. And I was like, I was just like looking around, like, this is the craziest thing that I've ever experienced in my
life.
That's
Florida.
Yeah. So I can only imagine in Texas how crazier it is. I mean, it's just not like that in Canada.
Here's how crazy it is. Like we have a friend who, that was coaching at a college in Northern school, I don't know, somewhere up north. And it was more prestigious for him to get a high school coaching job here in Texas than when he was coaching in at a college. I don't know what level it was. But I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's crazy. This is a high school.
That's pretty crazy. That's insane.
Well, yeah, I think so too. So, but every time my son's on the local news, I'm all like, nerd out, you know, see him. Oh, there he is.
And as like, you should be.
Nobody cares. They've got helmets on, you know. I care.
Yeah. I'll be that first.
He was on ESPN his sophomore year because they did ESPN covered. Like, cause in the area we live in, some of the games are like big time, you know, because of the schools that are around here, like the size of them, whatever. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Allen High School, but it's like insane. It's like bigger than most college campuses. It's crazy. The football, like if you're good, you don't play. Like you have to be like, you have to be ridiculously awesome. And that's, I almost think it's a little it's sad. We weren't going to talk about this, but the athletes of the high school that attend that high school, because if you're a good athlete, you don't ever get that experience. And I think being an athlete is what gave me everything that I am today.
Everything.
Other than Jesus. I mean, Jesus is a big part of that. Thank God for him, because if it weren't for Jesus, oh, Jesus and chocolate, I'd be a bad person. But
combo.
But I'm serious. Like, it's like that brings us to ta-da. We were talking about clients being late.
Oh, yes. And,
you know, and being punctual and time and stuff like that, you know, and being, and like our perspective on it. So go ahead, Miss Athlete, Miss Jess, what's your perspective on it?
Well, I was always taught that if you are not 5 or 10 minutes early for something, you are essentially late. So that is how my husband and I raise our boys. Although my husband will tell you that I'm not always early for things.
Oh yeah.
It's just like if we're going to a concert and I mean he tells me what time we're leaving, I'm ready to walk out the door at that time.
Exactly.
But when it comes to my own personal schedule and clients, and I think that it shows such professionalism. And I mean, I've been doing this for a lot of years and had a lot of clients that are on time, which the hour that they have scheduled for me, but I have so many that are 5, 10, 15 minutes late, you know. And we have a lot of clients that are hours, but like we have some that are half hours. So like you show up 10 minutes late for your half hour appointment. Like I've got someone scheduled right after you.
Yeah.
So you're only going to get 20 minutes, which I'll still work you hard in 20 minutes, but like you're losing, I mean, you're paying for it.
Well, like, and
they're losing out on things.
They're losing. Yeah. They're not, to me, I feel like sometimes they don't realize how that hurts them. You know, and in the long run in other things. And that's what we were talking about. One of my clients was habitually late. And I just said, listen, you're kind of not respecting me. And because people don't care if they hurt themselves for some reason, but if they hurt others, then they're like, oh,
right.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't ever mean to hurt you, you know? Mm-hmm. So that one, that in that certain situation, that helped, but sometimes
it's, I love that you said that. Yeah. That's where I, like, I don't know. I'm really bad at that. I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram.
Oh, yeah. Every
time I comment on your thing, I ask you what number you were.
Oh, that was you that did that. Yes, I know what it is.
And I'm a people pleaser. And so I'm like, oh, I love that you said that, Jen. But gosh, I don't know if I could be like, hey, I'm really offended when you're late. Because you're right. I mean, I think people, they really would take that to heart, most people. But it just, it takes a lot of guts to really say what you need in life and what you feel. And
yeah.
You're good at that. And that's something that I need to work on, is being more vocal about what I need. Like, and from clients, I need you to be on time because
I care about you.
Yeah.
I want you to get everything that you need. And it stresses me out when you're not, because we take it on. You know, I do. I know, and I'm sure y'all do, because if you're a good trainer, you take on everything, you know, and you remember everything. You go through it throughout the day, at night, when you're making dinner and stuff. You're like, okay, wait, this one, why is this one struggling with that? And da-da-da, you know, so it, you know, we take on all that stuff. And when we're stressing out about other things, and then you put more pressure on us because you're late.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember one of my professors in college, he was like, you don't realize this now, but if you choose to be a personal trainer, you will be a therapist. You have no choice. And I'm like, I mean, I probably weekly remember that lecture and being like, he's so right. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're right. I mean, we're consumed by so much of everything that is going on with our clients, and it's great. And I love that, being a helper, but it's hard to kind of prioritize.
It's my favorite time. It's my favorite part of the training. That's why I've started doing divine coaching concepts, because mm-hmm. I want to just do the therapy part, you know, because that's what I feel like that's where my strength is. Mm-hmm. I would get results from my clients only because I would get their blocks, you know.
You get into their heads.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. It's not that they can't run faster. It's just that they are thinking this and it's stopping them from doing that, you know? So to me, that's the best. When that light bulb goes off and you're just like, oh yeah, they got it. You know?
Figuring out the way that they work. And mm-hmm, I agree. That part's really exciting to me too.
Okay. So real quick, Jess is doing a lot of the talking, and I honestly, coming on this, thought that Jackie was going to be doing more of the talking. Aren't you the one?
She normally does. I don't know why.
She speaks louder than I do. She does talk a lot.
That's what I'm like. Okay, so I think it's great. Just keep going. But I'm like, I'm shocked.
So we've kind of talked about this, like just future business endeavors between the two of us. And Jackie's like she is the business mind of things, and I am the people. Like I love that one-on-one stuff. I love connecting and all of that. And Jackie's the one that, like,
I'm more of, you can't hurt my feelings. I'm going to be like, if you say no, like, she's got more feelings. I've got less feelings, basically.
That's a great balance. No wonder why y'all are close.
That's a good partnership.
Yeah. You can always move to Texas. There's plenty of business here. Texas is awesome, y'all.
I've never been to Texas.
Yeah. You have to come to Texas. Come during football season. Come in the fall and just come check that ridiculousness out. I will literally shut down everything during that, because it'll be my son's senior year and he's my baby. Like, he's my youngest. And so I'll be like, I'm sorry. Nothing else is more important. This is the last time I get to do this, you know? And it's crazy because I tried so hard, y'all. I tried so hard to keep him in like baseball and basketball and baseball, they're so much fun, don't you want to play those, you know? And he did, up until his sophomore year of high school, and that's when he was just like, Mom, I just love football. Because I just, you know, we're trainers, we see the injuries, we see the aftermath, we see like, I've trained some former pro football players and they're a wreck, you know? And I'm like, oh, son, we got to keep you healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Not that he's going to go pro or anything, but you know, when you see that and you live it and you work it, it's, you know.
I mean, my kids are 4 and 6 and I'm trying to direct them in a certain sport world.
Oh yeah.
Away from football, but you're right. I mean, but you want them to love.
Soccer is equally as dangerous. Like, in all honesty, like, I've seen some pretty bad tackles and I've seen bones in soccer alone. Like, it's not safe either.
I think they say there's more concussions actually in soccer because there's no head protection. Yeah, it is. And my deal is, it's like with football, it was just like, his size was so big. I knew mm-hmm. that he was going to be a lineman. He was going to be the one mm-hmm. always hitting.
That's his
always,
job.
Always yeah. hitting. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I just knew it was going to, so I was able to, I think fifth grade is when we finally let him play. Cause he was begging us. He was like, mm-hmm. mom, dad, please. They want me to play. I just don't understand. See, here's my theory on this. If you can play basketball and you can play baseball, those are skilled sports, right? Mm-hmm. You can play football, you know? And so some of these parents, they put their kids in football and it's like peewee football. And if you're the big kid, you just stand around and push people. And if you're the little kid, they can't touch you you can't touch the ball if you're big, you know, like they have all these weird rules. And it's like, this isn't football. This is just like, it's cute, but it's not football, you know?
It's true.
So soccer, you know, you're running at least and you're learning like skill sets and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just feel like sometimes when you start them too young in football, it's cute. It's just not always like the purposeful. Best because
yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure people would disagree with that too, but you know, that was just our theory. We're like, oh, but you know, basketball's inside, you know, baseball season was so hard though. Y'all, do your boys play baseball?
No, and I'm so glad.
Because it's like freezing cold or hot as hell.
My oldest keeps saying, Mommy, I want to play baseball. And I don't want to deprive him of that. Like, we will let him try it.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that it falls in the soccer season. And so we haven't really had to, like, he just loves soccer and he's really good at it for a six-year-old. So he just always wants to do that. So we're like, sorry, bud, it's the same time as soccer. And I'm like, yes. Because that's the one sport that I didn't play. It's the one sport that I just don't know that I could sit through. I mean, I would because he's my baby. And
I get that.
But
it
just seems so slow.
Yeah. My husband played baseball in college. So, you know, it was, you know, we thought for sure that my son was going to like take off with that. And he did. He did well when he played. But it's just football's his thing, you know. But it is. It's I always my husband won't listen to this. It'll be all right. I used to say whenever my son would go from basketball season into baseball season, I was like, oh great, that's the lazy sport. You know, you're gonna lose all your stamina, right? And it was like you go from running up and down a court and you're in great shape and then you go to baseball and you stand on a mound or you stand on, you know, you stand first base or yeah, anyways, and I know all the baseball players out there. I know it's a great sport, but you know, it's not as active as some of the others. You know,
yeah,
not as much running. Like, anyways, okay. So now that we've talked about all sorts of things other than y'all's program, so when your program, like y'all do online programming too? Do y'all do that together or do it separate? What's the deal?
We do it separate. I do a lot of Skype training. So, and this is Jackie, by the way.
Yeah, that's good.
So like old clients that I have that had to move away and they couldn't find a trainer that they really liked or it was too expensive. Like I had one move to New York and it was outrageous. So I schedule time in my day that works for them and I do Skype training. A lot of my friends and family back home I'll do Skype training with. That and FaceTime are the two biggest online things that I'll do. And
all right, so
whatever they have at home is what.
What Skype training? How do you do it?
So it's just a video. It's exactly like Facebook. And I'll schedule their 30-minute or hour session. I hop on, call them. They get on. They have all their equipment there. And we just go through a planned workout. And I can see them like, okay, no, your squat form, do this, fix this. Like, give me a little bit more intensity here. Or, you know, it's a lot easier for me when I can visibly see what they're doing versus just sending them a workout and having them do it at home.
Well, and I think it's an accountability thing for them. When you're sitting there, it's just like anything, like when you show up to practice, you know, when the coach is in the gym, everybody's like doing everything they need to do. And as soon as the coach walks out, we're like half-assing it, you know, because the accountability's got right. So it's good. You know, I mean, that's why I like working out with people because of that too. Cause sometimes I'll just be like, okay, I just don't feel it, you know? And so having someone there really does make a difference and makes you just push through and
get it done. I mean, that's kind of like what we do. Like today I'm really tired and we have to practice for this video thing that we have. And I'm like, oh, what if I just took a nap today? And just like, I mean, it's on Wednesday, so we can do it. Okay. So just even having that accountability between the two of us, like,
yeah,
so helpful.
Yeah. And you don't get to be tired till you have kids, right? Right, Jess?
Exactly. And then you just learn to like,
we don't want to scare you. We don't want to scare you. Kids are awesome, but they're exhausting.
My clients have scared me enough. They all share their stories. I'm like, well, maybe not something, and maybe it's not for me. I don't know.
Yeah, no. If the Lord blesses you with kids, they're the most amazing gift you will ever have. And they are a lot of work, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. Like here I am, I've got one in college and I've got one that's fixing to be a senior, almost done. And I'm like, what happened? Like, I'm going to be freaking out. Don't worry. I'm going to be in total freak out mode, empty nest in it. You know, I feel bad for my clients or whoever's in my life at the time, because I'm going to be like their mom. I mean, like, you know, because you just
hire her as a nanny if you decide to have kids.
Yes, there you go. I take them after the diaper stage.
Yeah, mine are out of that, and I'm so glad.
Are you done, Jess? Are you done having kids?
We are done. I feel like two is a good number.
And they're two boys.
Yeah, I'm an only child, so I knew that I didn't want that for them. But, and my husband he's one of three, and I love the idea of big families, but like, I like that I can sleep through the night now.
Mm-hmm.
I like that I don't have to change diapers. I mean, they play together. They're pretty self-sufficient. Like, I'm good. I can get baby snuggles from like my clients' babies and Jackie when it's her turn. And
yeah, Jackie, come on. How old are you, Jackie?
33.
Oh yeah, you got it. Let's get, when are you getting married?
In October.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so you'll be pregnant by what? Next year, this time. Next year, this time. Be on here. Fat.
Really huge? Like.
Why not? Right?
Let's get through the wedding first, and then we can talk.
For real. I can't even. Yeah, that's a whole nother.
It's a process.
That's crazy. And so what does your fiance do?
He's a mechanical engineer at Bridgestone Tire.
Oh, wow. He's smart. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. He has like these charts and stuff that he has on his computer. And I'm like, I don't know what any of that means. Like, that is a foreign language to me.
That's the ones the kids go to for anything that's school related. That's what I always did. They always like, mom, is dad home? And I'm like, well, I'm right here. No. We need dad.
It's really cute and sad at the same time.
I know. It's they're honestly true. They're true. You know, it's like, no, you can't help me. I need dad. You know,
I love
you'll
that,
get there. Though. You'll get there, Jess.
I mean, science and human anatomy, I got it. Math and anything like computer wise, he'd have to take care of all that.
Yeah. All right. So let's. I mean, is there anything that y'all want to talk about that we haven't talked about already? Anything you want to bring up? We've kind of been all over the place. This has been a lot of fun. It's been fun for me.
Good.
I've enjoyed this.
Yeah. We have, so Jackie mentions Wednesday morning, we're doing a video shoot. So we're a workout video, for a local company who's creating workout mats.
Really?
Yes. So they are these big,
they're like Gorilla mats, like the huge,
like the Gorilla mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
y'all gonna be the face?
The what, sorry?
You're going to be the face for them?
Well, we're going to be their YouTube presence. So when they buy a yoga mat, they'll get sent to a YouTube video of like workouts to do using their mat.
Like a HIIT workout.
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet. You'll have to send me their link and I'll put it in the show notes so people can check it out.
Okay. I will. Yeah. It's Cobalt Fit exercise mats, but yeah, we'll send it to you.
I think I've heard that.
We posted about them. We've been using it for our home workouts.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's awesome. It's really,
I think that's maybe where I saw it, because I creep on you guys and or like with stuff, and I think I saw something about that. Okay, cool. Yeah, y'all have to bring.
We've been practicing for that because the exercise part,
that's pretty easy.
That's easy. It's just the
talking and the presenting and like having a camera and a drone like flying around you. Like what?
Oh wow, you guys are gonna like go pro, a drone.
Apparently there's going to be a drone. So
that's cool.
That's the part that we've had to kind of prepare ourselves for. We can take anybody through a workout. That's the easy part.
Well, yeah.
Everything that's going on. It's the, okay, here we are. And here's this camera.
And everything's opposite, right? Like, I've never done like a video where I've had to be like, take your right foot and take your left.
Well, that's true.
thanks for bringing up that thing we hadn't thought about.
Oh, this is going to be good. I can't wait. Are y'all going to put it on Instagram?
Yeah,
we'll probably share it once it comes out.
They're not for sale until like a month from now. So we might have to wait until like there's actually something that people can purchase.
Yeah.
So it might not be, we might not post it for a bit.
Well, I'll reach out to them. Maybe they want to come on and talk about it when they sell it or whatever. And then I can say, I know the girls that are in your video. Like y'all are famous.
No, we're not.
Oh, hey, just remember us.
Friends who fit, Jen.
Yes. Oh, yes. Your friends who fit. My bad. Friends. Yeah. And let's go over that. Okay. So we got friends who fit is where you find them on Instagram, and they put out amazing content and videos and workouts and stuff. And they're going to be doing a local like fitness class. Outdoors, not
you can call it boot camp.
Okay,
a fun. Don't hold out on that word.
A really good time with a bunch of people coming together and feeling good. And you're going to have nutritional stuff for them. You're going to have stuff that they can do at home. Here's the thing: like you're gonna have relationships. You're gonna build relationships for life doing something like that. So I highly encourage it. If you're in the area, if you live anywhere in the Tennessee area, which area? Nashville. If you live anywhere in that area, you know, reach out to them. I'll have all their information in the show notes. So don't like freak out if you're like, your hands are wet and you're listening to this and you're watching, you're washing dishes and you're like, oh no, I don't need to.
I love that. That is where your podcasts live. When people are in the kitchen. I mean, I listen to you in my car.
Yeah. I do the car laundry. I mean, cause I get bored. Really easy. And that's why I don't like doing laundry, right?
See, I feel like you can put your AirPods in and like do your housework where I have to be present for the kids of like, okay, I'm cleaning in the kitchen. Mom, can you give me a snack? Mom, like if I had AirPods in, they'd be like, why is she ignoring me?
It would be perfect.
Like I'm listening to this really good podcast right now.
It would be perfect. You'd be like, yeah. You know, when I first got them, I just got them. The kids got them for me for my birthday. And I felt like Spock from like Star Trek, you know? And so I had my Spock moments. I'm like, Tulu, you know, I don't know if y'all ever saw Star Trek, but I was like a Trek nerd. And I did a story on that. And it was so fun because I was, I can't help it. You know, it's just, I'm immature that way. So I put it in my stories and I was just like, you know, I put the music on and I was like, I was one of the Star Trek people, but I was Spock. Can y'all do the Spock thing?
I don't know about him.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper. Y'all are special. My husband can't do it. He's like, he can't do it. And so we make fun of him. He's the only one that can't do it. It's funny. Which is funny because he's the most athletic one in the family.
It's probably like those people like who can roll their tongue.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
I can't. But my kids
can't roll your tongue? Mm-mm. You can do it. Jackie can roll her tongue.
She's just bigger than that. Didn't you just tell me I was special? Yes.
I need to have this on video forever. We'll that will come back to haunt us all.
Yes.
In a couple of years. Okay. Anyways, all right. So Jackie, let's go through your places where people can reach out to you because you're pretty interactive. Where's the platform that you're most interactive at where people can reach out to you if they have any questions or anything? So where's that?
Friends Who Fit is a good one. And then I have my own personal one. It's called Jay's Way Fitness. They can reach out to me there. And then jaysway.fitness@gmail.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have you send me that stuff so I can put it in there. And then what about you, Jess? Is it?
Same, Friends Who Fit. And then we also have an email through that. But then my personal one is JessW14. And it's mostly just pictures of my kids.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm more of like a... don't take a lot of selfies. Don't do a lot of those pictures of myself. But for some reason, videos of me working out do not bother me at all.
Once you do it,
all my kids.
Well, once you do that, it gets easier. Like it's so hard at first. And then now I'm just like, hey, you want to see me eat some cake?
And I'm starting to get her comfortable in sports bra shots. She's like, I don't really want to take my shirt off. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah,
you have an awesome body. Who cares?
Yeah. It's always the ones with awesome bodies that don't want to, I don't want to do that, you know? And it's like, no, man, you know, let it all show. I mean, I used to, I ran cross country for a little while for college, and we ran in practically nothing. I mean, it was so I got over that real quick because it's like mm-hmm. these itty bitty shorts, you're basically naked, you know, running around, and because it's so freaking hot too. That yeah. you know, in Texas, I'm
really. That's my reason. I'm like, I'm so damn hot. Like, I'm so hot. I can't stop sweating. I'm just going to be in my sports bra. And then I make a video and it's posted. I'm sleeves. Like, oh, sorry.
I hate sleeves. Yeah. It's to this day when I'm playing soccer or when I'm doing anything and I have sleeves on, I'm always pulling them up and they're all like, you're trying to show your guns. I'm like, well, I got good guns, but no, I hate sleeves. I cut them off. It's like a perfectly good shirt. And I'm like, yeah, but it's annoying.
No, I agree. It's yeah. oddly cold here this morning. And this is the only reason that I'm long sleeve. But yeah, it's usually tank tops.
Yeah. Yeah. Tank tops are the way to go. Tank tops, sports bras, and y'all are cute enough, so y'all need to keep doing that, you know? All right. So our three-way went well, I think.
Yeah, I did too. It was my first one. Yeah, and it was, I mean, it's going to be hard to beat. I'm not going to lie. Very hard to beat this three-way.
I'm going to have to put this in my IG stories, this part. I'm going to segment it out and put it. I might even put it in one of my posts because it just sounds so terrible. But we all know it's your first time. It's all of our firsts on a three-way. And we're talking about podcasting. Nothing fun.
It sounds
fun.
Really terrible because my husband always gives me a hard time when Jackie, like, he thinks that I'm replacing him with her. Like, there's like a family joke amongst my family members, like his siblings, and they're like, so how long until you're going to be a single dad, Scott? I'm like, listen.
That's awesome.
We just found each other in the perfect way to work out and relate. And she's getting married. She's not, you're still my person. Calm down.
Isn't that funny how they get that way?
Segue into that.
Well, they don't like sharing. You know, they don't like sharing.
Apparently not.
You know, they don't like to share. Men are the worst at that. But no, I'm so glad that God brought y'all together and that you guys, you know, were able to come on and just share some of the love for fitness and just love for people. And you're just getting started and you're growing, like, and I can't wait to see where this goes. And I'll have you back on when you guys open your gym next year. 2020. Yes. 2020 is next year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So next year when I'm like big time with my podcast, we're going to have to do that. We'll have you back on. You won't be sitting at home. You'll be sitting in your gym going, hey, check this out.
Here it is. I'm showing you.
Yes. So I appreciate y'all's time. And, you know, everybody needs to go and check out Friends Who Lift on Instagram and just get some great ideas for workouts. And if you're in the area, you need to sign up for their, if you're in the Nashville area, you need to sign up for their upcoming boot camp.
Yes.
And I just appreciate you guys. And I just wanted to just say that really quick. So I think we've said everything that we need to. Everyone knows how to get in contact with y'all. And if any questions or anything come up, they can always come ask y'all, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, this is the worst part, like saying goodbye.
Yeah.
My husband's like, you need to get better at, he goes, you go on and on. You're like, okay, this is it. I'm finished. He's like, our pastor does that. He's like, this is the last thing we're going to talk about. And then he'll keep talking. My kids are like, really? You know, he's like, you're just like pastor. You need to cut it off. And so I'm really bad at cutting it off. I'm like, I want to talk forever. You know, but we actually do need to move on with our days. I get that. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming on. And I'm going to say bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, girl.
Bye-bye. Hold on. Maybe.